It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
Top of the morning to you. Unbelievable. So happy to be here. D.L. Reese, K-Mac, Pam Thompson-Smith, G-Money behind the glass, man. We're here on a day that we've never seen before. Today is February the 3rd.
Can you believe it? Wow.
Wow.
2-3.
That's right.
2-3.
2-3.
2-3, 2-3.
2-3, 2-3.
Oh, no. There's some numbers y'all better go play.
What? I think I will.
Oh, I should have said it because all of them going to go
play. Everybody play. Well, we can split.
Yeah, we can split.
We can split. Well, it depends on what you win.
That $1,200.
I know. You split $500 by 10. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I'll take it.
Exactly.
I'll take it. I'll split 50 right now.
That's with new shoes. I want.
I'll split 50
there
with
you. There you go. New shoes. Mm-hmm. Huh? Wow.
You can buy me a new. You know,
wow.
I'm trying to expand my tennis shoe closet.
Oh, really?
That's why I got some new boots on now.
Mm-hmm. You didn't find out I make them old feet feel better.
No, wow. I found out my foot ain't healed because I didn't go to therapy.
Are you still going to therapy?
I didn't, remember?
Oh, that's shocking. You didn't do what you should have.
Exactly.
Yeah, that never happened.
Man, you know, I'm finding out about you. You don't want to do the... I mean, you...
I think they want to know what they're listening to.
Yeah, listen to the Sports Shop.
You get off me today. You're not having it. That's right, Pam. Get them off you.
With glasses with one half in. I got some. I can let you borrow mine.
So you're going to call me out in front of everybody? I left my other glasses at home, but this is my backup because I need a backup.
It has, like, just one.
So what? Hey, half of me is a lot better than all of me sometimes.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
Well,
I don't know.
Said it. I didn't.
I tried that once.
Trying to be smart.
Hey, look, I tried that once. They didn't agree.
They didn't agree. Okay.
They didn't agree.
Well, one thing we should agree on all collectively is that, you know, tomorrow night's a big game over in Cameron.
Yes.
What shade of blue are you? That's going to be the topic for the day.
What shade of blue?
I know. I should have tried to figure out.
I decided not to even wear my blue.
Oh yeah,
the light on the other.
So you we don't have a graphic like that now, huh? Mm. Well, you whatever you do, you put Carolina on this side. Mm.
I like that one.
And you can put that one.
Put Duke over there.
And you put Duke over there. What shade of blue are you? Don't they have something we can put there for the shade of blue? Maybe not. I don't know. Let's check on that. But it took a little sting out of it, but. When Carolina lost on Wednesday night, did it?
Hopefully, it's a motivating factor.
When Carolina lost
to
Pittsburgh,
it probably helps Carolina's case a little bit.
Yeah. You think so?
Gonna make Duke sleep on us too.
Mm. You think that? You think that's the case?
No, Duke can't sleep on nobody.
You think that's the case?
Well, that's true.
Duke can't sleep on nobody.
I think the Blue Devils are well aware of the test that's in front of them.
Really.
Then this is the largest test for this young team that, you know, for the Duke Blue Devils and Coach John Shire, who's had struggles replacing a legend because you know it's so hard to to come behind.
Tell me what I'm wrong, Kim.
I don't know. I mean, hell, Carolina struggling once again for the second year. I mean, maybe it's hard to come behind another legend. I guess.
Maybe that's the case. They struggle enough to play in the championship game last year.
Well, hopefully we get you to do the same thing. Oh,
that ain't gonna happen.
Oh,
that ain't gonna happen.
Oh,
stick. So you're saying now this, you want this, your
now
pat?
This,
your,
now this coming from the Breakfast Club.
I would bet
the Breakfast Club.
I would bet a box of sticks on that one. Mm.
That Duke won't be in the final.
No.
Right.
Mm. I mean,
I don't even smoke a stick, and I'll buy you two.
The Final Four is not easy to make, but sometimes things have to happen. But he said a championship. You said they're going to play the champs again. That's what you said. I thought you heard
that. Yeah, I said that.
Oh,
yeah.
Nah.
ACC championship.
Oh. Well, that's doable.
Yeah, that's very doable. But, no, it's interesting. I think at the end of the day, this is going to tell us a whole lot about the programs right now.
Mm-hmm. Not the EOD.
Tomorrow. The EOD. At the end of the day.
And guys, don't forget, NC State plays Georgia Tech tomorrow afternoon.
I mean, we'll
get to that. Yeah.
Well, now,
you know, when Carolina Duke play, we don't even.
NC
State plays Georgia Tech, Carolina Duke.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just saying.
That's like K-Mac Graham.
Well, I'm just saying, if you need something to
he skipped it. He didn't hear that.
He heard it.
I heard it.
I'm acting like I didn't hear it.
Exactly.
I tell you.
Good job.
Put it down.
I just think.
It's going to be a long day.
If you just need something to pregame too, you know, drink a glass of bourbon too.
There you go.
Throw that on the background.
There you go.
But now, that's a great idea.
What's
a great
that?
Pregame.
What's that?
State Georgia Tech. Then you can watch real basketball.
Well, yeah.
But wouldn't it be.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be horrible, though, if...
As Reese would say, wow.
Wow.
Wouldn't it be horrible, though, because you know Georgia Tech. Every now and then they sneak around and get a win.
They will.
That would be so NC State.
I know,
that
would be
so
NC
State.
Don't put it up. Don't put that out there.
I'm trying to put it out there so it won't happen.
Not this year. Now that they,
They did go up 18-8 in the first meeting.
Who did?
Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech was up 18-8 on State down in Atlanta.
Oh, I think I do remember that. But no, nobody's watching. That game's on four. What time's that game on?
1 o'clock.
Yes, yeah. Early game.
Yeah. I may watch some of it. But the game
that's
tomorrow.
Your precursor.
They're coming in with game days coming in. They'll be a camera tomorrow morning, and of course, Reese Davis and Jay Billis. And I guess everybody's going to be over the camera this weekend.
G Money will also be at college game day.
G Money's going to be
there. You
going
to be game day?
Yeah.
I'm gonna head over there.
You got to give us an update on Twitter.
I'll snap some pictures.
There you go. That'll be good.
You might gonna be in the building. You gonna be like right behind the thing.
I'm gonna try. I might go over there with my credentials and just throw that bad boy up at the door.
Yeah. Or you could just have Reese call Reese.
He knows
Reese. He's been on the show before.
Full disclosure: as we was talking earlier, I said, "Man, I should have called Reese. We could have had him on this morning."
Yeah, they're probably over. So when I was working my internship at Duke, actually ran into Reese Davis and Jay Billis the Friday morning as they were walking over to Cameron.
Yeah,
so they're already in town.
I hit him up on because I see him sometimes. He has these real nice shoes on and tie. I hit him up. He always tell me where he get them from. Now I can't afford them, but you know they're nice shoes. Mm-hmm. But no, I don't know. That would have been nice. I just sometimes that's We have so many guests on the show. Sometimes we forget.
You have so many people in your Rolodex.
No, but who's this game bigger for? John Shire at Duke or Heber Davis in Carolina?
Carolina
needs this game the most? It's a question I'm asking.
Hands down, it's got to be Duke. In my opinion.
Now, Duke might need it the most, but I'm hoping Carolina wants it the most.
You know, it's funny, though. I gotta be honest to say this. Everybody said Carolina's going to be okay.
Not if we lose.
At some point, Carolina's not going to be okay.
You can't keep saying that after every loss.
Because I hear Adam Gold says it all the time. Carolina's okay. I'm thinking like, at some point, Carolina's not going to be okay.
We got to make the tournament.
Well, you know, it's a lot going on. Just an FYI, R.J. Davis' finger is probably more an issue than not. Because he missed some shots the other day that he normally drops and I think we'll find out that his finger that he broke or not. Well, did he break it or hurt?
Dislocated it?
Yeah, that's going to cause – and it's on his shooting hand, too. That's the only issue we got to worry about.
Yeah, okay. He's going to go out there and drop 50
to me. No.
Wow. Yeah, Reese is trying to hide it.
That ain't nobody falling for that.
So what do you think about Jeremy Roach Love matchup?
No, that won't be the matchup.
Never be the matchup. Well,
I don't think so. Well,
no, Roach – Just Roach gonna be RJ.
As far as leading the team, that's who led it last year.
When we came to see Duke, he goes crazy.
Love scored 22
that's
points
what we
last
for.
Year.
That's what we want. We want him to get. We want him
Question,
to do exactly
though,
what he normally part,
does. Does he
take too many shots?
He does.
Does he go crazy because of the shot he made over Williams last year?
If you chart his stats, the last three games he played against Duke. The last three games, you'll find out that he had at least 20 plus. Chart it out. And one of the reasons why he goes off against Duke is because he wanted to come to Duke. He did. Jason Tatum father coached him. He wanted to follow Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell Mitch was talking about. The Blue Devils seem to bring out the best in Caleb Love, who has scored at least 20 points in four or five games against Duke.
I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell you.
That's
right.
What I just said.
Love dropped 28 points, including the famous Mitch.
Yeah.
You're a Carolina fan. What game were you watching?
Now, in full context, now who is Mitch? That's your friend, right?
That's your boy that says that you got to hold it down on the Carolina for the Carolina fans
on
the show.
He's the one that's talking about the Roach Caleb Love on the court.
It's going to be
those two.
I'm trying to tell you. I think, you know, somebody told me this, and they think Baycott's not playing up to speed. In terms of how he should be playing. I'm like, wait, what?
Man, ever since he got a taste of that DJ, he ain't been the same.
You might be right.
The DJ Burns effect?
Yeah, he ain't been the same. Well, DJ gave him all the blueprints.
Oh, so DJ.
DJ gave him the blueprint. DJ, I'm going to tell you.
As K-Mac saying, let me get this right.
Yeah, get it right.
DJ Burns broke Armando Bacon.
Exactly. Exactly.
On the night that he broke the record.
I'm not buying it.
On the night that he broke the record,
he hadn't been the same since.
I don't know. Maybe it was just the whole hanging out with the Outer Banks crew and partying down and taking the ferry from Chapel Hill to Kildare Hills.
Doing commercials about, you got a special burger in one of these bars around all this stuff, man.
And maybe it's more, it could have something to do with that night, hitting his milestones, but maybe not with DJ Burns.
I tell you this, he don't want to see DJ again.
I think I get what K-Mac, I can assure you. He's going to see him February 19th again. Yeah, I think I get what K-Mac's trying to say. K-Mac or DJ Burns forced Armando Bacot to play so well against him in order to break the record that he peaked his performance this season. Oh, wow.
Did you say play so well?
Now Armando
has nothing left in the tank.
You said play so well?
Because he used it all against DJ Burns.
When the last time you see Bacot play so well?
Against NC State?
I mean, he played okay. I mean, he didn't do anything spectacular that day.
Okay, K-Mac, I'm with Pam on this one. He broke the double-double all time, right?
This dude's been balling, man.
Yeah, but he didn't make it all in that game. He didn't make it all in that game.
Make it all in that game.
I mean, come on.
I mean, yeah. How many double-doubles has
I mean, LeBron has, broke a record the other night, but I mean, all he had to do was score like 5 points, and he broke a record.
Okay, we're going to talk about LeBron in a little bit, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's all the same. But it's all, we don't want to talk about this. This is about, honestly, you know what this is really about? This game should be about Bacot having his way, because I don't think Duke has enough physical presence inside I didn't say tall people. Physical presence.
Well, likely, Lively has been pretty lively recently. We'll see what happens with that, because he's finally been playing up to his number one recruit in the country status, so to speak.
Yeah, he has picked it up since Whitehead went down.
Yeah. I mean, is Whitehead playing tomorrow? I don't know.
I would assume not.
Yeah, seriously.
They haven't said anything about that.
Which they probably wouldn't say anything either way for scout report purposes. Yeah.
So you think Bacot can handle what we call flip?
Filipowski,
yeah. Bacot's not going to go, even though Filipowski is 7-footer. It'll probably be Leaky. Or Slow Man. Pete Nance is just, I like Pete.
What?
He's just slow.
Call him Slow Man?
He's just slow. Maybe not slow, but he's not as physical as I would like him to be. A lot of times he'll grab the ball and let anybody take it from him.
Yeah.
So, but maybe Pete Nance is probably on guard. Pete Nance is 6'11", so he's tall enough.
That probably is the matchup.
Yeah, that'd be the matchup. Yeah.
Who can stop one another from getting to their strength? Carolina can stop Duke from getting to their strength. Whether it be Filipowski or maybe Roach at times, or Lively,
But Pratt's playing pretty good. The other guy from Australia, he's playing. His shot's finally going in.
I don't think Duke right now can stop Carolina from getting to the strength of their offense. If RJ is healthy,
right,
and plays the way he plays. With Bacot being in the lineup, I think Duke will struggle stopping them from getting to what they want.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
The day is Blue Day Eve.
Yes.
Blue Day Eve is a day which we get a chance to say, all right, let's just talk about it. Let's just find out if it's something we want to do, how we want to do it, what it looks like, because I smell fear in the air.
Ooh.
From Utah Hills.
Ooh.
I smell fear from Utah Hills.
Would that be me?
Especially you. Especially you. So, Pam, let me ask you this question. Since you are the resident Tar Heel sitting next to me right now.
Yes.
I just want to know one question right now. What should we expect in the opening moments of this game between Utah Heels and the great Duke University Blue Devils?
Tar Heels going to come out on fire.
That's what you should expect.
Yeah, love right
around,
out the gate.
Yep, running around like crazy.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Okay. No.
Are you going to be able to defend that is the question.
Yeah, but yeah, because they can defend it early. They'll be able to defend it early. So So you banking on Love being the guy this time?
Yeah, he was the guy the last time and the time before that.
So that's what you banking on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well,
I mean, do
too.
We need a full team too. Effort? Yes.
They lost too. Yeah, they lost too, though.
We need a full team effort, but we need great play. Season highs for Love.
Mm.
We are hoping that RJ is healthy.
Yeah.
And we saw what happened just a few days ago when he didn't have his best game and Love had one of his best games. So we need everybody working together. But yeah, when those three come out.
That's you good?
So that's where it is.
So you don't think Duke's going to expose any problems for you then?
But that, you asked me what I thought about Carolina. Okay, so. Yeah. I mean, can they pose problems? Yes. But I think the biggest thing, they're young.
Oh, that's what it is?
Very young.
Okay.
So the hype of this game for them, can they stand the pressure?
Mm. Well, let's hear from Jay Billis as he talks about pressure in this game and UNC Duke not having the same pressure as it did last year.
But this game is frankly a bigger game than you ever play in the regular season. And you can try to talk yourself out of it if you want to, but it's different and everybody feels it. And so dealing with that is going to be part of it, but it won't be the same feel, but it'll be the same Duke Carolina feel. It just won't have that added level that was brought in that particular game.
Oh, okay. So basically he's saying everybody's going to be like, eh.
Everybody's going to be what now?
Eh.
Really?
Eh. I mean, nothing to see here. Carolina should win. Carolina has the more senior team, more experienced team.
They do.
That's Duke's what I said.
Very young, have been playing well, in and out of the lineup. Whitehead's probably not going to play, missing one of the big guns.
Okay, I see what you're doing.
So everybody's,
Man.
Nothing
to see here.
This is Duke Carolina. They always deliver.
Eh.
They always deliver.
The man said, eh.
They always deliver.
That's true, too.
But, I want to make just a blanket statement.
Don't you disappear now.
I want to make a blanket statement for tomorrow's game and every game throughout the history of Carolina Duke going forward.
Okay.
After last year at Cameron, when the whole world was watching, what happened over there, we all know what happened. After last year in the Final Four and out of the Big Easy, when the entire world was watching.
That's right.
We all know what happened. So,
yes.
So my thing is that we got that equity already built up. So what happens happen tomorrow?
That. We got that equity. You hear that? Well,
Look at high five.
Hey, equity. So it's that winning equity,
right?
Baby.
That's right.
And so regardless of what happens tomorrow, which I do think the Heels are going to win, it doesn't even matter, man.
See,
we good.
Right.
See,
bragging rights have right. already been established.
See, forever. This is how they take pressure off of themselves.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Exactly.
See, at some point, you're going to stop telling me that you was a flag football champion in the third grade.
No. That's just going to be more than that.
At some point.
Even though I was.
Some point, I don't want to hear how you won the fourth grade spelling bee. I mean, I get it. At some point, I don't want to hear it. It just doesn't matter. You can't keep saying, but you know what? We beat you 12 years ago.
But it wasn't 12. It was just 12 months ago.
I'm sorry. I know we can dumb it down all you want to.
That was big.
But that was huge.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Well, I have never seen anybody hold on to the pants like y'all. I'm trying to tell you. Y'all need, you guys need therapy. UNC fans need therapy. Let it go.
No.
Let it go. Stop holding on to the past. Because all that does, it prevents you from seeing your future.
Wow.
That's why you couldn't win last year.
Wow.
That's why you couldn't win last year, because all you could focus on was something that was in your rearview mirror.
Coach K, what are you talking about?
But you had already beat him.
We won.
But all you could think about is that you had already beat him. That's all you think about.
Yeah.
that part.
See what I'm saying?
It's a lie.
See what I'm saying? Let it go, people. Let it go. You got your whole future ahead of you. You got your whole lives ahead of you.
Oh, my God.
Goodness. Really? That's what we're doing.
Let it go.
That is exactly what we're doing.
You don't have to hold on to this.
Okay.
How you feel? How are you feeling?
We feel wonderful. Because I understand how this rivalry works.
Mm-hmm.
I understand what it means, what it should look like. ever since Shoegate with Zion, I expect anything.
This dude.
I'm serious.
Okay.
Ever since Shoegate with Zion,
that's why
I expect anything.
It never disappoints, is my point.
That's true.
It always delivers, and that's important. So it's going to be something crazy happen tomorrow night.
Look, all I can tell you is I've had more good than bad.
Coach K's going
to
show up.
Sitting next to the Earl Reese watching this game. This game that's upon us coming up this weekend has given me so many times of joy. Maybe I go looking back at the past.
Yeah, you're getting all choked up and stuff.
Well, I
agree with that.
Anytime you get a chance to hold your brother up, and be there for him. See what I'm saying? That's what is good.
And I appreciate you being there for me. But I didn't need you last time they played.
And you didn't need him when you were in the Final Four.
For the last couple of times, I didn't need you. So I'm just saying.
Well, maybe you don't need
him. But appreciate.
You know what? Fine, then. I ain't going to be there.
That's okay, Mac.
I won't be there then.
No, you're going to be there.
No. In the time of your need is when you're going to wish I was there.
And I appreciate it, too, man. I had something I had to fall back on.
No. See, I've been there for you every time. See how they treat you.
Wow.
See, don't appreciate nothing, Pam.
Yeah, you gotta treat people right when they're there for
you. See what
now.
I'm saying? You don't appreciate nothing.
Pam, don't buy into that.
You never know when you might need them again.
Oh boy, this is gonna be. But real quick before we get out of here, let's hear Jay Billis as he talks about USC where they can struggle offensively, which won't be.
Carolina can't allow is for teams to slow them down and make them a half court team, and that's what Pittsburgh did. You know, it's unusual for North Carolina to be in the 60s in a game because they play at a faster pace. And, you know, that's what a team like Virginia does to them is they slow them down. The game's in the 50s and 60s, and it's tough to wrestle the tempo away from a team like Virginia. But against everybody else, I think they got to be more resolute to tempo up and do it with their defense.
Ooh.
Okay.
You feel better now, Pam?
If you scared, say you scared. Uh-huh.
The great Jay Billis already told you.
Yeah, you stupid.
Great Jay Billis already told you now. All we got to do is slow you down.
Can he do it?
Oh, will he do it?
Guess we'll see.
Won't he do it?
Relive the best moments of the Sports Shop on the Best of Sports Shop podcast on WRALSportsFan.com or wherever you get your podcasts.